You lost your key again.
Certainly not. I haven't lost it. I just couldn't find it.
That's the third key that you've lost in 1 month.
Now, honey, let's not fight. You're leaving tonight. We're going to be separated for 3 whole days. Let's not spoil our last few hours together,
all right. Hi, Mommy.
Hello, sweetie pie. Well, what have we here?
I've got a fish.
Well, I'll say you did. You're getting ready for Florida, huh?
Uh-huh. Mommy.
What, darling?
You gone fishing with us?
Well, just the men in the family are going fishing, honey. You and Uncle Fred and Daddy are going. Mommy and Aunt Ethel are going to meet you down there in about 3 days.
Oh, boy, we're going to have fun.
You bet you're going to have fun.
Say, so you bought a lot of stuff, didn't you?
Well, honey, you don't want me to look tacky. After all, you and your band are appearing at the Eden Rock Hotel.
Well.
Honey, I bought you a lot of things for Florida, too. Look at this. See, you wear this on the boat. There you are, Commodore.
Hey, that's cute. Hey, look, Ricky. Mommy bought you a bathing suit.
That's mine.
Yours?
Relax, it stretches when it's on.
See that it does.
Ricky, look at this, honey. For a great big boy who's going on a trip with his daddy, he has just got to have a wallet.
Oh, boy, thanks. What's it for?
Oh, well, honey, it's to keep things in, you know, like money and pictures and valuable things that you don't want to lose. See, it's just like Daddy's.
Just like Daddy's. There won't be any money in it.
Well, let me see now.
You are going on the Sunshine Limited. You leave Penn Station Thursday at 2 o'clock. We'll meet you at the station in North Miami.
Okay.
Now, make sure that you put these in a place that you don't lose them.
Honey, sometimes you treat me just like a child. Have I ever lost any train tickets before?
Yes.
Have I ever lost any train tickets to Florida before?
We've never been to Florida before.
There you are.
Look, from here on, they're your responsibility.
Well, honey, don't worry about it. I'm going to put them right over here where I know where they are.
Okay.
There they are. Well, maybe they'd be a lot safer over there. Yeah. If I ever lost them, I'd never hear the end of it.
Maybe you want to use my wallet, Mommy.
Oh, no, honey. Now, that's just for you. I'll leave them right here in the desk. I know they'll be perfectly safe in there. Well, maybe there's a better place. Let's see. Don't get panicky. Now, Ethel, don't get panicky. I'll find them. Lucy, don't tell me you've lost our train tickets. Don't get panicky, Ethel. Ethel? What? Get panicky. Oh, Lucy, of all the stupid things to do.
Oh, if Ricky finds out about this, he'll kill me.
Not this time he won't. I intend to do the job myself.
Now, Ricky, don't get excited. Look, all I have to do is call him on the telephone and tell him to wire me some more money.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great, except for one thing.
What's that?
They're out on a boat where they can't be reached.
Oh, darn it.
Honestly, Lucy.
Well, maybe we have enough to buy 2 more train tickets. How much money did Fred leave you?
$18 and a half a sheet of green stamps.
Well,
Let's see now. I have $32.24. That's over $50.
That's not nearly enough for two train fares to Florida.
Oh. Well, is it enough for one train fare and one half fare for a very large, blonde, chubby child?
It is not.
Well, maybe one of us could go.
Which one?
The one of us that has a little child down there that needs her?
Oh, no, you don't. Either we both go to Florida or nobody goes.
All right, all right. Must be some way for both of us to get down there.
Okay, how?
Well, I know, by sharing a ride.
Sharing a ride?
Sure, in a car. You know, people are always looking for passengers to share the cost of gas and stuff. Here they are. Now, let's see. Here's one.
Mrs. Ricardo, you were right. You two don't take up any more room than one.
No, it's really quite roomy, isn't it, Ethel?
Oh, roomy isn't the word for it. In fact, the word for it is cramped.
Mrs. Grundy, I'm getting a little hungry.
So am I.
After all, we have been on the road since 6:30 this morning.
Well, we've got to push on if we're going to get to Florida in 2.5 days.
Well, I know, but it's 1:30 already, and don't you think we better start looking for a place to eat?
We can't stop and dawdle for things like lunch.
Aren't you ever going to stop and eat?
Oh, didn't I tell you to pack a lunch?
No, you didn't tell us to pack a lunch.
We thought we'd stop along the road.
All you find on the road are hot dog and hamburger stands.
Well, what's that you're eating?
It's a watercress sandwich.
Well, I guess you wouldn't find too many watercress sandwich stands along the road.
You ever try one?
No, I don't.
I'd love to. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
There you are, Lucy.
Not bad at all.
Very tasty. If you like buttered grass.
I love buttered grass.
What are we stopping here for?
I don't see any motel.
Who needs a motel?
What do you mean?
Didn't I tell you to bring a sleeping bag?
No, you didn't tell us to bring a sleeping bag. Look, Mrs. Grundy, if there's anything else you forgot to tell us, please tell us now.
Listen to me, Missy. If you're going to get testy, you can just get out and walk the rest of the way.
You've got our money.
Exactly.
Well, where are we supposed to sleep?
Well, the car's very comfortable. Let's see now, it's 12:30. I'd like to be on the road at 4 in the morning. Yoo-hoo!
You want the upper or the lower?
And now for your early morning edition of the news. Evelyn Holmby, gray-haired hatchet murderess, whose spectacular escape from the New York State Prison for Women 3 days ago astounded the nation, is still at large. Police are tracking down reports that...
Where are we?
South Carolina.
What happened to North Carolina?
Hey,
you must have traveled over 200 miles this morning.
I sure have. I always take the back roads. You make much better time on them.
Oh.
What's that?
What's that?
Boy, she's flat, all right.
Oh, she sure is. Flat as a pancake.
Please, do you have to mention food?
I guess this is a chance for me to catch a little cat nap.
A nap? Now? Who's going to change the tire?
Well, after all, I've been doing all the driving. I'm sure you two wouldn't mind changing a tire.
They'll find everything you need in the trunk.
I hope we find a mechanic back there. I don't know if anything about changing a tire.
I do. I watch Ricky and Fred on our trip to California. It's a cinch.
It is?
Well, she's got a lot of gadgets in here.
Yep. There's a hammer.
It's sort of a bent-looking thing.
Yeah.
Here's a hatchet. Wonder what she does with this. Oh, didn't I tell you to bring a hatchet along? We might have to chop our way through the Everglades.
Yeah, I gotta get this tire out of here.
Okay. There now, let's see. You better get the jack out of the back.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Lucy?
What?
What does a jack look like?
Oh, Ethel, you're such a dumb bunny. Anybody knows what a jack looks like. It's with a...
Lucy?
Huh?
I don't see any with a back here.
Oh, Ethel.
There it is. That isn't no with a...
Well, all right, so it's a with a...
That's it, huh?
Couldn't be anything else.
Gosh, you're smart.
Smart and just observant.
What do you do now?
Put it under the car and pump it up.
Oh. Where under the car do you put it?
Just anywhere.
Oh, dear.
There. Now. Is it moving?
Not a bit.
Well, come here and help me.
Okay. What do I do now?
Now, just pump steady. Just steady.
Okay.
There, now.
Whoa.
And now it's getting harder. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Thin fenders.
What do we do now, Lucy?
Yeah. Let the jack down.
Oh, let it down, huh?
Good heavens.
Okay. All right. Not yet.
There, now we got it.
Yeah.
You'll never know the difference.
Lucy?
What?
You must have put the jack in the wrong place.
No kidding.
There, now it's off the ground.
Oh, good.
Hey, yeah. Look, Lucy.
What?
It's not flat anymore.
Oh, dear.
That's what Ricky always does when he changes a tire.
See, it works.
Hey, no wonder it wouldn't come.
come off. It's screwed on.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe that's what this thing is for.
You think so?
Yeah, see, it's all groovy.
Oh.
How about this? Change the tire all by ourselves, huh, girl?
Something, huh?
Yeah.
Too bad we can't tell Ricky and Fred about it, isn't it?
They'd never believe it anyway.
They wouldn't, would they?
Well, there we are.
Okay.
I would say that is a good job well done.
What happened?
Lucy, we put the same tire back on we took off.
Oh, it's 5 minutes to four. Lucy, did you sleep at all?
Who can sleep with all that noise? Sounds like feeding time in a pet shop.
Wouldn't you know she'd park us right in the middle of the Everglades?
Maybe some music will lull us to sleep.
We'll try it.
Okay.
Now here's the latest bulletin on the Evelyn Holmby case. Police have definitely established that Evelyn Holmby, famous gray-haired hatchet murderess who escaped from New York State Prison Thursday, is heading south in a cream-colored convertible coupe. Stand by for further bulletins. And now back to our recorded music.
What'd you turn it off for?
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, so what?
Which way are we heading?
South.
Exactly. Gray-haired, cream-colored convertible.
Oh, Lucy, that's just a coincidence.
But think, it all fits. Likes to drive in the dark, won't stop at motels, uses back roads. Just why do you suppose she uses back roads?
She told us, to save time.
Oh, sure. She uses back roads to avoid the police.
Oh, Lucy, I don't believe it.
The woman they're looking for is a hatchet murderess.
She doesn't look like a...
Hatchet!
We're just jumping to conclusions. She brought that hatchet along to,
To what? Chop watercress? Ethel, that woman definitely has a criminal face. She's really that Evelyn Holmby the police are looking for.
No.
Yes, and we gotta make a break for it.
In the middle of a swamp?
What difference does it make? Come on, let's get out of here.
Time to hit the road.
What do we do now?
I don't know, but whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Oh,
well, won't be long now.
Up the news from Washington today. And here's the latest bulletin on Evelyn Holmby, escaped hatchet murderess. Police have learned that before leaving New York, she dyed her gray hair red and is heading south with a blonde companion.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, I was just admiring your lovely red hair as it dyed.
Dyed?
Who dyed?
My hair! Of course it isn't dyed.
It's very pretty.
So we gotta call the police. How are we gonna get her to stop?
What are you two muttering about?
Oh, nothing. I just remembered that I left the water running in my bathtub before I left New York. I better stop someplace and call my landlady.
I thought you said she was your landlady.
Oh, yeah. Landlady, my tub's running over.
Just remember that I've got to stop, too. I've got to make a phone call.
There's a place up there.
No, that's not a very important phone.
Sorry, ladies, that phone's out of order. Coffee, ladies?
Yes, let's have a cup of coffee, huh? Here, we won't need these.
Must be from the north.
New York, yeah. Heading south.
South. All three of us. Me, this redhead, and this blonde.
You notice how gray her hair is?
Have some more coffee?
Yes, I'd like a second. Helping. Oh. Helping.
When will your telephone be fixed?
First thing tomorrow morning.
Oh.
I've got to fetch something out of the car. I'll be right back.
She's going out to get the hatchet. She's the hatchet murderer. Huh? She's the one that escaped.
Yeah, the police are looking for her. How can we get in touch with the police?
Now calm yourself, ma'am. They just caught that hatchet lady in Kentucky.
Yeah,
I just heard it on the radio before you all came in.
Oh. You and your wild ideas.
Well,
I feel terrible. Just terrible.
You're going to feel a lot worse. She just drove off without us.
No! Why do you suppose she did that?
I don't know. Thank goodness she threw our suitcases off before she left. A lot of good that'll do us. How are we going to get from here to Miami? Well, how's your right thumb? Oh, no, you don't. I'm not going to hitchhike all the way to Miami. It's either that or walk, and I think it's about 100 miles. Did you hear that, thumb? Go on.
Listen to you, I'd end up hitchhiking to Florida.
Well, we got here, didn't we?
Yeah, on a poultry truck with 85 live chickens.
I have to admit, it beat walking.
A few more feathers and I could have flown.
Well, remember, now when the boys get here, tell them we came in on the train and they'll never know what happened.
I'm not sure I know what happened myself.
Here they come.
Here they come.
This one we have, yeah?
Hello, honey.
How are you?
God. Great.
You have a nice trip?
Oh, it was fabulous. Just fabulous, wasn't it, Ethel?
Oh, that's what it was. Just fabulous.
I don't think this warm weather agrees with you, honey bunch. You're molting.
Bye. I sure missed you, honey.
Well, thank you, dear. Listen, there's a couple of things that I'd like you to explain.
What?
Well, first of all, how come you got here an hour before the train?
Huh?
I just checked. The train is an hour late.
It is?
Yeah. And another thing, how come you got here without any tickets? I just found your tickets in Little Ricky's wallet.
You what?
You said you wanted them in a safe place, Mommy.
Oh, well, so I did, honey. I did tell
you. How
that.
Did you get here?
It's a long story.
I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, has been presented for your pleasure by Instant Senka, the hearty coffee you can drink as strong as you like. It still can't upset your nerves. Elsa Lanchester appeared in the role of Edna Grundy, and the man in the coffee shop was Strother Martin.
Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.